and welcome to The World This Week. Today on the show, we're discussing the topic of ethical tourism. Here with me in the studio is Janice Harnett, a travel expert. Janice, first of all, what is ethical tourism?
Well, over the years, the world has lost around 30% of its untouched habitats, particularly in many tourist destinations where the local ecosystem has been altered or destroyed. In many cases, tourism makes things worse for the wildlife and the local people, especially when areas of their traditional lands become protected. Ethical tourism is an attempt to reduce the negative aspects of our visit while increasing the positive.
So, how can you plan an ethical trip?
Well, the ethical tourist will plan a route to minimise his or her CO2 emissions, travelling by train and bus, wherever and whenever possible. Reducing flying time is, of course, important, but minimising internal flights and stopovers should be a more major element in the plan, since takeoffs and landings release the most carbon. Then, you can also find out about the area you are visiting. You might like to consider finding out about local conservation or social projects in your destination. For example, find out what steps your tour operator or hotel take to minimise the damage to the environment.
What about while you're there?
Well, you should buy local goods, food, produce and souvenirs, and use local guides or trip organisers. By doing this, you are benefiting the local economy. Also, try to find out as much as you can about the place, its customs, traditions, language, culture and religion.
So, is ethical tourism popular?
Well, in a recent survey, 65% said that they were concerned about the country they were visiting and that they wanted to be sensitive to local customs. They want to meet the local people. They want to preserve the environment. They want to support the economy. Tourists are changing, so the tourism industry has to change too.
Well, is this a good thing?
Definitely. We all welcome these new developments. It seems quite logical.
OK, Janice, that was really interesting.